Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 20th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica's House of Representatives passes Shipping Amendment Act. The House of Representatives in Jamaica has passed a law designed to improve standards in the merchant shipping industry on both national and international levels. According to Robert Montague, Jamaica's transport minister, the proposed Shipping Amendments Act seeks to secure the rights of seafaring people. He said the proposals will benefit some 10,000 Jamaicans who work on board ships, including those employed in the hospitality sector. The act will allow Jamaica to meet and honor obligations imposed by the Maritime Convention. Jamaican government to provide aid to diabetic hypertensive patients. A $100 million pilot project funded by the Jamaican government is designed to benefit about 5,000 diabetic and hypertensive patients on the island. The program will help these people access health care at 4 privately operated health facilities, thus reducing their risk of contracting COVID-19 by using the island's public health system. The pilot program was created in recognition of the fact that many Jamaicans have one or more non-communicable diseases that place them at higher risks of suffering severe outcomes if they contract COVID-19. The program will launch at 8 health centers and 4 private practices in Clarendon, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew. This week's Caribbean news. St. Thomas and Cozumel to see flights from Frontier Airlines. Frontier Airlines has decided to expand into the Caribbean with 2 new destinations, St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Cozumel off the coast of Mexico in the Caribbean Sea, have been added to the airline's available flights. Saturday service between Denver and Cozumel will begin on February 13, 2021, while the first ever flights from Orlando to St. Thomas will begin on Friday 19, 2021, with a twice weekly service. Joseph Boschulte, tourism commissioner in the U.S. Virgin Islands, said the government was grateful and encouraged by the partnership with Frontier Airlines and its support in creating flight access to the islands. The choice of Orlando by Frontier for its expansion plans illustrate the rising importance of the Orlando International Airport to the Caribbean region. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Caribbean American Heritage Museum opens in South Florida. South Florida is home to one of the most rapidly growing Caribbean American communities in the United States, having a population of about 600,000 to date. Now, this community has a museum that celebrates their rich history through exhibitions of artifacts and programs to educate the public about their culture. The museum, Island SPACE, opened on November 16, 2020, in Plantation, Florida. It was made possible through the efforts of the Island Society for the Promotion of Artistic and Cultural Education. Planning had gone on for several months before being brought to reality by the organization's president, David Muir, and its executive director, Kalib Thompson. The museum is actively seeking donations of artifacts from around the Caribbean. Cash and in-kind contributions are also needed. This week's business news. Planning Institute of Jamaica reports record downturn in jobs. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has announced that some 135,000 fewer Jamaicans had jobs at the end of July 2020 compared to the same period in 2019. This represents the biggest decline ever recorded. Dr. Wayne Henry, Director General at the PIOJ, noted the new unemployment figures were recorded despite growth in the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and construction sectors, which benefited from government aid. Other sectors of Jamaica's economy were negatively impacted by COVID-19, one of the factors contributing to job loss. This week's arts and entertainment news. New version of 1970s Bob Marley reggae sunsplash documentary to be released. Tri-Coast Entertainment announced that it is releasing a new version of the Bob Marley Reggae Sunsplash documentary aimed at the film market in the United States. The original version was released in 1980 and is available on YouTube. The documentary was directed by Stefan Paul of Germany, who also directed two other Marley concert films. The new documentary has been described by Tri-Coast as a new 4K version of this iconic 70s music documentary, which will also feature additional performances by Peter Tosh, Burning Spear, Third World Band, Ika Mouse, and Steel Pulse. Now for this week's sports news. Latanya Wilson signs with Australia Thunderbirds. Jamaican netball defender Latanya Wilson will join Sunshine Girl teammate Shamira Sterling as a member of the Adelaide Australia Thunderbirds. Petre Borden, manager of the Australian team, said he was excited about having Wilson in the club for the coming Super Netball League season. Wilson is finalizing the signing process and has said that she can't wait to be in Adelaide and meet the team. She added that going to the Thunderbirds was a great opportunity for her. Wilson caught the attention of Borden when she played with the Celtic Dragons in the Netball Super League in 2020. Borden cited the defender's athleticism and energy as positive elements she will bring to her new team. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.